Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Hope you're enjoying the hot weather. It's delightful if you're inside with AC.
No one enjoys hot weather, Sarah.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people must like it. You know, people who love the beach. I guess that, you know, that's what you want, right? A nice hot day on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love the beach. I'm not into, I mean, you can only stay out there so long.
Right. Well, that's when you head for the water, I guess.
Last night was one of those, Sundays are hard enough.
Hard enough.
Oh, with the heat.
We had the AC on in my house and I was still just like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Doesn't make it to my room all that well.
Well, there's your next project.
I guess so. You got to get extra ducts in there or something.
We're going to dig a tunnel. Right. John!
John, it's not cold enough in our room. It's freezing everywhere else now. I think it just gets, you know, wherever your thermostat is, that's where it's taking the temperature, and that's where it decides whether or not the AC should be on. I think it gets cold there, and then it just shuts off, and it doesn't seem to care that it's hot in my room. Hey, everyone. Enjoy the hot weather. It's the best. No one complains. Mazda is your Bay Area Mazda dealer bringing you this part of the program. How'd you like to go see Coldplay in Paris? This is an amazing prize, and we're going to get people qualified for it all week. So if you'd like to win, you need to be listening on the fives at 7. That's right now. 11, 3, 4, and 6 for your cue to call in. Caller number 97 is in the running for Alice's Coldplay in Paris trip, and you'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Coldplay October 4th at Levi's Stadium. So call now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 gets tickets to see Coldplay in October and is qualified to win Coldplay in Paris. Round-trip airfare, three-night hotel stay courtesy of Live Nation, and a pair of tickets to see Coldplay live in concert July 16th in Gay Paris. Call now. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Celebrity trash. The twins are here, according to reports.
Thank goodness.
That is where the information stops. All anyone has to go on is a tweet from her dad. Matthew Knowles said, the kids are here. Happy birthday to the twins. Love, Granddad. As for when she gave birth, we're talking about Beyonce. In case you, live under a rock, you don't know who Beyonce is. Jay-Z's. I mean, how can, I don't know. Do I have to explain this?
Jay-Z.
You know, look her up. I just.
I read this and I laughed.
What'd you read?
So that you hear the announcement of the babies. Mm.
The babies.
And then the news leaks that Jay-Z's dropping an album and probably going to leave out on tour. And I was like, oh, man, right as the babies are born, dad leaves town.
Adios, dad.
That's how you do it.
Well, sorry, baby. I know we have $1 billion, but.
But I got to go on tour.
I got work to do.
I'm going to be out for at least 6 months.
As for when Beyonce gave birth, it seems that based on the tweet that Matthew Knowles sent out that it happened yesterday, but TMZ is saying it happened last Monday and there's some kind of issue that's kept them in the hospital this whole time.
Well, twins can have weight issues.
Sure, all kinds of stuff.
At the least.
Supposedly, it's just a minor issue. The twins are expected to be okay. Doctors didn't feel comfortable releasing them right away. As far as what descended from the queen's golden uterus. We don't know really much about it. The speculation is that it's a boy and a girl because someone was seen going into the UCLA Medical Center with a pink and a blue balloon with a card addressed to B and J. There couldn't be a Brenda and John in there who just had twins. It's got to be Beyonce and Jay-Z. So who knows? I guess we'll find out everything soon enough. I mean, baby watch. It's on. They got a 5-year-old daughter named Blue Ivy. I can't believe that kid's 5. Is that possible?
I'm
saying
guess
5
so.
Years old here. Hmm. Feels like only yesterday. Little Blue Ivy was just a baby.
Any word on what these kids' names are?
No names. I don't know the sexes. I don't know when they were born. I don't know how they're doing. We don't have anything official. The only, I guess, official notice of any of this is the tweet from Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, who said, "Happy birthday to the twins. Love, Granddad." That's it. So I guess that confirms that they're on the planet.
Did you read that her fans attacked him?
No. What did they? Why?
On social network, whatever he made the announcement on, he was attacked by the Bayhive. What do they call her fans?
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, the Beehive. The Bayhive.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
How could you make that announcement? It's her job to make the announcement.
Oh, for
you
God's
bastard.
Sake.
Well, her fans already hate him. You
well,
know
she
that.
Because she well, broke because, up with him for a while.
Well, he cheated on the mom.
Right. And then didn't she dump him as her manager or something? And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a whole, it's like a complicated
a
relationship.
And stuff, yeah. Oh, and there was an affair.
Fantastic. A real old-fashioned soap opera. Uh-huh. In related news, Jay-Z is releasing a visual album like Beyonce's Lemonade. This is happening in 10 days.
I'm out of here. Have a good one.
It's called 444, like the clock, like 4 with the colon 44. Uh-huh. And it has stars in it because it's a people in fact thought it was a movie to begin with. Mahershala Ali, Lupita Nyong'o, and Danny Glover are all in this. Let me see. It's titles 444. Appeared to be a movie, but fans are speculating that it's his new visual album. So I don't really have any confirmation, but it's coming out June 30th. A new trailer for the project was released.
There's Mahershala boxing.
So it's black and white shots of his...
Danny Glover holding the bag.
Oh, like he's the coach.
And that's it.
And it's basically, that's the whole thing. So they
oh my goodness.
When it's coming out.
That is fully sponsored.
Yeah, Sprint title. fans are saying if you go to Sprint.com and click on their title promo, it takes you to a message that states, get exclusive access to Jay-Z's new album. So that's all the proof they need to say this is an album and not a visual album and not a movie. The trailer features a song from the album called Adness, which they're saying could be a reference to his dad. The name is spelled differently, but his name is Adness, too. A-D-N-I-S is the track, I guess, and A-D-N-E-S is how you spell the dad's name. And it looks like June 30th. So I guess all will be revealed about Beyonce and Jay-Z, what sex the children are, what their names are, and what's up with this album. It's all, you know, look, it's just, the suspense is killing us. But don't worry, we'll find out.
Thank goodness.
I know, Vinny. Whew. The oak tree from the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
It's gone. It fell down in the storm, and they had to remove it, which is super sad. It's a big old oak tree and, you know, sort of iconic in the movie. And I guess it was, I want to say, in Ohio? Mansfield, Ohio.
Is that where they shot the movie, or did they just like that tree for the shot and use it?
Yeah, I really don't know. That was just the location. That was the tree they liked and the field they liked by the stone wall that they liked, I guess. And now that it's gone, somebody got a hold of it, the tree, and made it into stuff.
Oh.
All kinds of stuff.
Like crosses?
Well, it doesn't say crosses here, but maybe.
I know someone who found a stick one time in the Sea of Galilee.
Yep.
It never got made into a cross.
But that was the intention.
Right.
You know? He had plans for that stick.
Right.
Piece of wood. There's a website called...
Somewhere in that stick is a cross dying to get out of there and get around his neck.
It was born to be a cross.
That's a movie.
Oh. the epic journey of the stick.
The cross stuck in the stick.
Right. Because at one point that was probably a tree or, you know, a shrub.
Oh, he's taking calls. He can't even hear us.
Yeah, he's not listening.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Sorry, Vinny.
There's a website called Natural Wood Mirrors, which I assume is the frame around the mirror because it doesn't. They're selling products made of wood from the actual tree. They've got keychains for $40, bottle openers for $130. The openers are shaped like the rock hammer that Andy used to dig his way out of Shawshank. There's that. There's you can get a mini rock hammer for $65. There's also bottles of sawdust in different sizes, from $20 to $55. If your pockets are a little deeper, you want to spend some more money, you can get a copy of the letter that Andy left for Red under the tree engraved on the Shawshank tree for $250.
It's a really good movie, but is Shawshank a movie with groupies?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Do movies have groupies?
It's such a great movie.
But it's not Star Wars, and you can't play with any of that. Well, I guess the hammer you could play with, but I mean...
So there's an organization called the AFI, American Film Institute, and they rank the greatest films of all time. And that one, that movie you just mentioned, is usually the number one film of all time.
It is great. It's one of my favorite
movies. So that's why it has groupies.
It didn't win the award, though.
I lost to Forrest Gump, everyone. Lost to Forrest Gump.
And Morgan Freeman said that that was, because he's been nominated a few times, he said that's the one that got him.
Oh.
Like, oh!
Like, that should have
I love Tom Hanks,
well,
but
which
my
one's
movie
a better
was
film?
Better
which,
than his.
Which one's better?
They're so good. Both
They're
of them are
both
so good.
Really good.
So it's Shawshank, everyone. That one's better.
I'm going to go with Forrest Gump. It evoked more feeling in me than other one. I enjoyed the other one so much.
I know. It's hard to choose. I mean... I have to. Do I have to? I'll say Shawshank then. All right. Like the one I think about more, I don't think about Forrest Gump. I don't care about that.
I think about it when I see someone run, when I see human run down the street. Oh. Run, human, run!
She used to say that when I used to run on the Embarcadero.
She'd drive
by me. She starts shouting from her window.
He just waved. Everyone's looking at me.
There's a little end table type thing you can get for $2,200.
These prices
How big
are
was
ridiculous.
This tree?
Right?
Pretty big. Well, they're running out of stuff already. There's a bunch of the items that have sold out already. So maybe it's only these pricier high-end items that you can still get. Anyway, if you're interested, you better act fast. It's naturalwoodmirrors.com. And the prices vary depending on what source you look at, so get on there.
I think all the tables are gone.
Oh, the tables are gone. Oh, that's
too bad. Sold out.
Here's the tree after it got hit by lightning, Ben. It's all laying down like, ow!
Oof. Took it right in half.
Yeah. It's no good.
I can't picture it.
You can't from the end?
I can't picture it. Can you?
Yeah. But... You know why I think I can picture? Because I really only picture like the rock wall, you know, where he finds the thing.
Where he has to pull the rocks.
He's supposed to, right, he's looking, what, the tree was like the marker. That was how he was going to find it. And then he would find it in the hidden in the rock wall. And that's where he finds like the junk that, you know, is going to get. And then they meet up on the beach.
Finds all the money. And he sits down, takes off his hat. And he's just like,
I know. Then all of a sudden, what a movie.
Yeah, so good. Mm.
Oh, it's not even that spectacular.
What?
The tree?
The tree.
Yeah, no, it's just a tree.
I just mean, you know, like, when I think of a tree that's iconic, I think of Ghost Tree over at Pebble Beach.
Uh-huh.
That one tree on that hillside, and it's their logo and everything. This is just so,
just a tree.
So ordinary looking.
Yeah.
All right.
Liev Schreiber. Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has insisted that they move Ray Donovan to the East Coast. That's where Naomi Watts and their kids live.
Well, they're divorced now.
Yeah.
So they're going back to Boston.
That's what it's... it's New York City where they'll be shooting it, but they could easily call that Boston and just shoot it wherever. Mm-hmm. And that would make sense. They have a whole Boston connection. So I don't know if this will be like he's in New York now and you know, gets him closer to Boston. But anyway, Naomi Watts, who he was with for 11 years until they announced a split back in September, and their two sons live in Tribeca. They spend summers in Montauk. Where's Montauk? Like out on Long Island or something?
I thought it was...
It's near the Hamptons.
Yeah, exactly. People either go to the
Montauk.
Hamptons
it sounds
Montauk.
High end, you know. Oh, we're just going to summer in Montauk. Anyway, he's in Los Angeles filming the show for most of the years. And then when the season ends, he usually does a movie. And so he feels like he never sees his kids. And he wants to. So.
Well, I'm surprised he let... Well, wait a minute. Were they living in the East Coast before? Or did she move there?
I have no idea.
I don't think mom can just leave with the kids unless dad signs off on it.
Yeah, maybe that's where they were living and he's just working so much that...
All right.
So the show's a hit. He's the star. And he said, we got to move it to New York next season. And they agreed.
And all the other actors went, what?
Supposedly, they were fine with the move. John Voight, Paula Malcolmson. Is that Abby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eddie Marsan, and Stephen Bauer.
The brothers.
Yeah, I guess. The writers are coming up with a plot line to explain why he'll be on the East Coast near his Boston roots in season 6.
Is that what we're waiting on right now, season 6?
I don't know.
I think we're waiting on season 5.
I think you're right.
I think it's 5.
So they must already have finished season 5.
Now they're
looking ahead.
Look, I got to move back to the East Coast.
It's August 6th.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
I can't either.
The fourth week of Game of Thrones is going to have a crossover with Ray Donovan. I don't mean on the show, but they're both going to be on TV that same night.
Oh. Well, I say we get through all the Game of Thrones first, and then we start Ray Donovan.
Okay. Oh, you're going to save up Ray Donovan's?
That's a controversial decision. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to watch one of each both nights? I mean, on each night?
Well, we might have. I mean, well, let's
play it by
ear. Pray about this one. Okay. And we'll decide.
That sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like a great idea.
That sounds like a great idea for a talk show. Okay, this story. I'm doing this for you, Vinny. Sharks.
I don't like sharks. I don't know why you would
think
that.
Well, I'm sure you
want to
see them get beaten then.
No, I don't.
Beaten in a race.
Oh, well, okay.
Not beaten with a club.
I don't like to see animals get, you know, destroyed at all. Even sharks.
Michael Phelps, our best Olympic athlete.
Oh, I heard this.
He has dominated every human that he's raced against, and now he's taking on a whole other species. He's going to race a great white shark for Discovery Channel's Shark Week. The press release calls it Great Gold versus Great White. Hilarious. Clever. Sharks are one of the fastest and most efficient predators on the planet. Michael Phelps is our greatest champion to ever get in the water, but he has one competition left to win, an event so monumental no one's ever attempted it before. Phelps v. Shark. The race is on. So
they tie a stake to his Speedo and send him off, right?
You know, what's my guess is that they're going to time a shark going from one place to another, and then he's going to see if he can beat that. There's no way they're putting him in the water with a great white.
Right.
So, how about a wall between the two?
I just did some research.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is what I'm reading. A great white shark can swim 35 miles per hour.
And that seems really fast.
And do you want to guess what it says a human can swim?
4 miles an hour.
5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah. So basically, the shark already won.
Yeah, sharks are awesome. I mean, as that goes, they're perfect killing machines.
Yeah.
And they're like designed for the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where they live.
Yeah.
So they're...
Right?
Yeah.
With the fin and everything.
They might have already filmed this in South Africa. Last week, he posted a photo of a shark and captioned it, "I was able to do something I'd always wanted to do, be in a cage and dive with great white sharks."
Even if he could swim 10 miles an hour and the shark only swam 25 miles an hour...
Yeah, he still loses. Like, there's not a lot of scenarios where Michael Phelps wins this race.
I always click on those shark videos, even though I know I shouldn't, and I hate it. But some of those things get so bleeping big. I've seen the ones where the guy's in the tank or the cage, and the shark swims up, and it's just
hungry.
15 times the size of a human being. More than that, it's just crazy.
Did you see Jurassic World?
No, yeah. I did. I started it. That movie was terrible.
No, it wasn't. Anyway,
talking about that one. Monster.
Yeah, that giant.
You liked it?
The giant shark dinosaur.
Did you like it?
I like that shark scene. Thing was huge.
I liked it.
It would
I
eat
don't have
other
a high
great white sharks.
Yeah, it was right. Didn't because then at the end the bad monster that they had, you know, the hybrid dinosaur that they'd created fell in the water. Spoiler alert: the prehistoric shark got it.
At all this that movie? Come on,
so good.
Just a cash grab.
You got my cash. I think I saw that in the theaters.
Oh,
I paid top dollar for that.
You went
out? Oh yeah. Well, back in the olden days when I didn't have to work on my GD yard every single day, I used to go to movies all the time. I'd be like, oh, I got it.
I'm pretty sure Chips got me for a purchase, not a rental.
Oh, you had to buy that
like,
movie.
Like, there we were. And I went, the guys say this is great.
I loved it.
All right, let's push play.
Then what happened?
Well, he didn't like it.
The person next to me went, and I sat there alone. And dang,
again.
This isn't nearly as good as it needs to be. God.
But you watched the whole thing.
I did. I waited. I just kept waiting and waiting. It's you know what's weird is I the villain, I'm looking at him going, I know that dude. Who is that dude?
Oh, who is he?
Vincent.
Vincent D'Onofrio from,
oh, yeah.
from the
Criminal Intent?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's put on 50 to 70 pounds? Mm.
Oh. He was also the bad guy in Jurassic World.
Oh.
This is what he does. He just gets cast as a bad guy from now on. Did you know that?
I didn't know
No, I didn't realize that either.
He was Vince Vaughn's brother in one of those, some movie.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was actually kind of funny.
That's it for the trash, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
The lobster story got pushed will be our lead and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. It's a wonderful Monday morning. Oh, aren't they the best?
Yep, I
just
love them.
Tell it's a great kickoff to a great week. It's going to be a hot one. Keep yourself well hydrated.
Watch out for the pets and the kids. Don't leave either
what about
in
the
crows?
Car. What about the crows?
Yeah, watch out. Look, be on the lookout, all right?
Hope they fry.
They are mean. They're mean
They're
to you.
Awful yeah. people.
This
Arcs.
Part of the birds. I think the heat might have gotten to her head.
Woo!
Poor Yuzette, who's already in a hot flash at all times anyway, and now it's 1,000 degrees out. You don't even get the welcome coldness afterward.
Yesterday, one of the grandkids goes, "Your neck is sweating." Like, look at me. Dripping all over.
So you don't have AC at your place?
No.
So you just have a million fans and bottles of water?
Just
so that you can...
two fans. I've been using frozen bottles of water and putting them in places.
Just between your chichis?
Oh, everywhere. Between my chichis, between my legs, on the back of my neck.
Oh.
Well, just so you know, it's hotter in the East Bay.
Yes, yeah. It is East Bayers. I realize that.
And some of them lost power.
Yes.
Like couldn't even run their AC.
How's it in Burlingame? Or Millbrae?
Oh, I'm like, what's Burlingame?
I'm like, Burlingame? Does Vinny still
it's
live there?
It's hot out there. How's it in Cal Hollow?
I don't know. I live in the marina.
Uh-huh. How is it in the marina?
Crunch,
then?
As it crunches.
It's not bad. At night, I'm able to open up my window where I no longer have a view, and it cools off.
Gets some chilly air in there.
Yeah.
Because it hit 88 over the weekend in San Francisco, which was a record high.
Yesterday,
did you ever cope?
Well, yesterday when I was leaving church, I was boiling. I was like, man, wearing all black was a bad decision.
All black. This part of the program is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. So we have been bitching and moaning that we never get to go to Disneyland for so long because Jane always gets to go.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, they're sending Vinny.
Woo, woo!
Oh, wow.
I know. It's so exciting. And you can join him. Summer of Heroes at Disney's California Adventure Park, including the new Guardians of the Galaxy mission, Breakout. So we're doing this throughout the day, starting at 9 o'clock. Or are we just doing this at 9? It doesn't have other...
Yeah.
Oh,
nine,
no,
noon,
there are...
9, noon, and 5.
Exactly.
So you can win a 4-pack of 2-day park tickets, and you'll be in the running to fly with Vinny to the Disneyland Resort. July 23rd airfare on Alaska Airlines, a 2-night hotel stay. It's going to be amazing. 9 o'clock. It's your first chance to get in on this.
I can't wait.
I know.
I'm bringing everybody.
The whole fam.
Mm-hmm.
By everybody, you just mean your woman and daughter?
Yeah, there's only 3 of us total, but
we're all
coming. I
thought maybe you were bringing, like, you know, the in-laws and
no. What?
Else. I don't know. You know.
How excited is your kid? Does she know it yet, or are you surprising
her?
Well,
I know that she knows, but, you know, every day is a party when you're 3.
So. Sure. As it should be, right?
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every 4th order for free.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We'll begin. Oh, you know, I wanted to do this lobster story first. Before we get to other things, because, you know.
Lobster. I do know.
Well, lobster came up because you watched a movie called The Lobster over the weekend, and I didn't properly tie these two together as I had planned. So I'll get to it now.
Okay.
There's a restaurant on Long Island in New York called Peter's Clam Bar.
Oh.
And a giant lobster named Louie has been living in one of their fish tanks for about 20 years.
How big is he now?
He weighs 22 pounds.
Ooh.
And they say he's...
Someone going to get to eat him?
You're getting hungry over this, aren't you? He's supposedly 132 years old, they say.
Wow.
The oldest lobster ever was estimated to be about 140. So he's one of the oldest on record. A guy named Butch Yamali owns the place.
Butch Yamali.
So there is no Peter.
Peter's Clam Bar.
Anyway, it looks like he bought the restaurant about 4 years ago and says Louie's been like a pet to him. But last week, some guy came in and asked him if he could turn him into a huge Father's Day feast. The guy offered $1,000.
No.
So what did Butch do?
He said yes.
No. He said no.
Right
he said no. No, no.
He said, I just can't do it.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
And what he's decided to do is set Louis free instead.
Oh, really?
He held a big ceremony and
oh,
he got
God's sake.
The town supervisor.
The thing's not equipped to cope with that.
I was thinking
pardon
the same
him.
Thing.
No, they say that he is. They went out on a boat and they released him back into the ocean. And even though he's been in captivity for 2 decades, one expert says he'll be fine. There's not a lot of predators out there that would eat a lobster.
That size, anyway.
And he might still be able to find a mate.
Oh. Well, they do say, I learned this from the movie, The Lobster, they remain fertile their whole lives.
Lobsters do.
Apparently so, Vinny. God, I'm hungry for lobster now.
So how soon before a fisherman, like, you know... Spence.
Maybe they should have scratched on one of his big claws. Like, this lobster was pardoned. His name is Louis. He's 132 years old. Oh, he's smaller than I thought he was going to be. I mean, he's huge. He's a big
22
lobster.
22 pounds.
But he's smaller than I thought. Oh, those claws look delicious.
Oh, God. That's unbelievable. That's so weird. Such a weird thing. Oh.
It is weird because they are so alien looking.
Yeah,
and
they're
yet,
not.
I know how good they are, so I just want to cook him and eat him. Oh.
There's no way you can look at a lobster and think that looks delicious. They look
delicious.
No, they look disgusting. Mm.
Tell you what, I'll take all the shell off and just leave you a big pile of lobster meat. I'll drizzle some butter.
The meat
and lemon
is good.
On.
I'll give you that.
Mm.
But I haven't had lobster since we had those rolls that one time.
I don't think I have either.
Where was that?
Was that Cousins?
They brought him here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The last time we had him.
Right, right.
Oh, is that the last time I had it?
I think so.
I was thinking of the time, what was that, Bottle Rock?
No, that was, that we did have them then, but they brought them in here.
Okay.
I think they brought them in after, because the Fairmont in Sonoma went, we got our own food, get out of here.
Yeah.
We're like, wait, but they're, oh, okay, we understand.
Well, yeah, we did have them at Bottle Rock, Minnie.
Yeah, that was the first time I think that we
tried them.
Yeah.
Tried them.
Mm.
In 2013, poor Stephen Haynes.
Oh, no. What happened to Stephen Haynes?
Visited his urologist complaining of a pain in the balls.
Oh. That's not a good place to have a pain.
No.
So this was 2013, though.
2013.
Okay. All right.
He had persistent pain in his right testy.
Mm.
An ultrasound revealed that the testy had atrophied with scarring and damage from a previous injury.
Oh. Somebody kicked him there or something?
I don't know. So the doctor scheduled an orchiectomy?
Orchiectomy?
Orchiectomy? Which one sounds better to you?
They both sound like, you know, things you don't want to happen to your balls.
That's when you surgically remove a testy. Orchiectomy is what I'm going with. Anyway, they hope that it would help alleviate.
Oh, God. Bryn obviously just Googled images of that.
Accidentally.
What'd you just look up?
You typed it in and clicked images.
It was like flash and opened.
Show Vinny. Show
Vinny. No, don't show me.
I couldn't like
look
stuff
for
like
more
that.
Than a split second without throwing up my mouth.
Anyway, they scheduled an orchiectomy to alleviate poor Stephen Haynes' pain.
Yeah.
They say the good news was the orchiectomy was successful. The bad news is they successfully removed the wrong
testy. I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Oh, Jesus. I mean, couldn't they just put an X on the right egg? Come on. Why does this keep happening?
Maybe they put the X there and he said, oh, maybe that's not what the right... ball
to
do. No, he'll mark the one that's going.
The X means no, don't do
no,
this
No, it means this is the X marks the spot. Oh, man. And didn't they like go, wow, this looks pretty healthy. Why would we take this one out? Maybe we have the wrong one. It's like when they cut off your wrong arm or leg. Like, what the F is going on? Was no one in there paying attention? Come on. So he sues and he owns that hospital now, right?
He did sue. In fact, his lawyer says, this case, I understand why it kind of went viral because of what is involved.
Right.
But the reality is it's a condition that has affected my client significantly. He's super bummed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how old is he?
He's
Vinny?
Poor Stephen Haynes.
Poor Stephen Haynes. Does it say how old? Because does Stephen
I
Haynes,
think
is he past
I
his fertile
do have
crescent?
That age?
54.
Oh, okay. So he maybe has.
Yeah, 54.
He's probably already had the kids he's going to have. Still, now he's basically been castrated. I mean,
yeah.
The one doesn't work and they took the good one.
He did sue, though. And he got a settlement last week.
And how much? Please, millions.
No, $870,000 is his settlement.
That's all right, fine.
He's 54. He's not of, you know, childbearing age anymore.
Still, you know, guys love all their junk.
We do.
It's hard enough just to get one cut off. Now it's the wrong one. Now he's got none. Oh, why does this? Why? Can't, you know, there's certain things in life that need to be double checked. It's like, what's the guy's name on the Yankee carpenter, the Yankee? Oh, measure twice, cut once. You got to check.
Who's the Yankee carpenter?
Whatever. What's the guy's name?
What are you talking
Bob
about?
Bob Villa?
No, he was like Bob Villa's carpenter guy. Oh. The Yankee woodworking shop.
Only you would know that.
No, not only me.
Well,
his nickname is the Yankee carpenter?
No, he had a show, the Yankee wood shop.
And you watched this show?
Sure. Growing up, absolutely.
About doing chores around the house.
No, he would be like using all his saws and making like the project would be a birdhouse or something. And he'd, you know, always, and he'd say it all the time as a mantra, measure twice, cut once. Like, check it twice.
The new Yankee Workshop, right?
Yeah. The Yankee Workshop. What's the guy's name?
Is it from 1989?
Sure.
No, Norm Abraham?
Norm Abram.
Abram.
Norm Abram.
I remember a Norm.
Yeah, Norm. Yeah. You know, measure twice, cut once. Is it really so hard to remove? I mean, come on.
It's nice to see that this story resonates with you because you don't even have them. And, you know, it's nice to know that you get it.
I just feel like, right, you know, come on. It's hard enough going into surgery. He's going to be down to one. Now he has none. Oh, poor John Haynes.
Steve
Haynes. Poor guy. I feel so bad for him.
Hey, I'm going to post an episode of the new Yankee Workshop on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you. Oh, it does have a theme song.
Oh, was that it?
Maybe.
It
would show like the outside of like his little log cabin-y place. And maybe. He's like a shaggy dude, glasses.
Show me an antique shop anywhere in Europe, and I'll show you one of these, a butcher's table.
Oh, a butcher's table.
All right.
We got to make one of those. Well, maybe we should listen to this one, just in case there's any good tips.
Apparently, there's a new trend where people... All right, thank you so much.
Vinny just gave Bryn the most withering look.
It wasn't even me.
It's Hooman that's running that.
Oh.
Apparently, there's a new trend where people don't have tanning oil, and so they've been using Coca-Cola all over their bodies before they go out in the sun.
Ick.
According to this. Yeah, it's so sticky.
Uh-huh. It's disgusting.
But they say the caramel color in Coke helps bronze them up real good and quick.
Is that true?
I don't know. They say it's a terrible idea because there is no SPF in Coca-Cola.
Right.
But I think people understand that.
If the sand blows on you, now you're a sand monster.
They're actually trying to get as much sun as possible.
Yeah.
Which I thought people stopped doing, but I guess not.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, don't.
People like the look of a tan.
If you hear this, well, it does look good.
And they don't think it'll happen to them.
Right.
You know.
That's true. Anyway, don't do it.
Yeah, don't.
When you hear this trend or see this trend, the Coca-Cola, it's so sticky. I don't even.
Right. I could, you'd like reach your arm up to scratch your face and then your arm would be stuck together.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Uh, 408 says, Vin, you may hate the heat, but on the bright side, it's sundress weather. That is true.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It's one of my favorite looks.
We do wear less clothes.
The good old sundress and sandals. Mm. Doesn't get any better than that. Forrest Gump is way more iconic than...
Shawshank.
Is it?
Well...
I think so.
This guy's... I think his point is that, he's young and he's seen it. He's seen Forrest Gump and maybe the young kids haven't even... You know, everybody's seen Forrest Gump, but not everybody's seen Shawshank.
All right. I think...
Because Bryn put that text up for me earlier.
The suicide text girl is inciting violence, self-violence, and it's hate speech. Someone else said she's got her own issues, mental issues.
Oh, yeah.
That's clear.
Chick's obviously psychotic.
415 says, oh, no. Social media is blowing up about Yuzi leaving the show.
Oh, stop it.
She's not leaving.
I've read a couple blogs, posts, and stuff.
Don't leave us, Yuzi, please.
Please, Yuzi, don't leave.
I'm not leaving you guys.
Oh, by the way, thanks for the betrayal, East Bay. They're all like, oh, we'll welcome you with open arms.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to know you got a home over there.
Don't wink at me. What's going on over
there?
Don't
leave me. Don't leave me. 925 says, we have the surgeon put his initials on the right place while the patient is awake and agreeing that the side is correct. And 707 says, when I had shoulder surgery, they made me write yes and no on my shoulders. That way they couldn't be blamed for a mistake.
Do they do that before or after they give you that medication that's going to knock you out?
Hopefully before you use that.
I've had surgeries where they've given me the medication and they're like, okay, we need you to sign this 10-page form.
What?
Oh, I freaked out on them. Why would you give me the medication first? Ah, I can't read all these pages. I was so upset.
Of course, looking for a reason to freak out anytime you're going.
Yeah, maybe. No kidding.
Really? You're giving me one? You're just handing it to me? All right, coming up in the trash, I've got the Billboard 200, the albums, and I got a Nickelback story that's pretty funny.
Oh, fun.
And Bob Barker's in the news, too, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.